They can hear me right now. They can hear me? There comes a time in every man's life when he's got to
take a look at himself in the mirror and decide just exactly who he is. Well, I've come to that crossroads, and I've decided Notch is a man. Notch is an athlete. Notch is a lover.
But the most is, I mean, the thing that
Notch
is the most is a goddamn champion.
Thank you for listening to Notch's Sports Spectacular. My name is Notch. The podcast has a different name. It's back. There may be a different name, but it's the same old me. Hopefully that's not a bad thing. Got a spoiler alert for you. There's going to be interviews every now and then. Got two interviews actually scheduled for later on today, which I should be posting the same time I post this segment. I'd like some interaction out of you, too. My Twitter is at Notch17. You can also email me, WBN@Notchville.com. Like you to be part of the Sports Spectacular. Like to know what you think about the new Viking Stadium. If you haven't seen the designs, you have to check it out. Some people don't like it, but you got to remember, we're never going to have a traditional-looking football stadium ever again. Like the L.A. Coliseum, the Orange Bowl, the Horseshoe at Ohio State, even TCF Bank Stadium at U of M. Those days are gone. Those kind of stadiums, they're going to be college stadiums only. It's a new era in the NFL. People want functional, they want state-of-the-art, they want to have the stadium in there, but it's going to be more like a museum of football. Hopefully the new Viking Stadium has a Vikings Hall of Fame in it. Packer fans are going to say they can save money on the trophy case, but there were some great players with the Vikings, so I don't want to hear that. I'm still on the fence about the glass roof, worried about glare for day games. I do like the angled shape of the roof, so the snow should just slide off instead of falling into the bowl. That was the inflatable roof of the Metrodome. From the aerial view, it looks like a ship, or at least a boat. There's no Viking ship in the end zone. I was hoping they'd kind of rip off what Tampa Bay has with the pirate ship at Raymond James. The thing that worries me about the Viking Stadium, though, it's not the stadium, it's the paying for it part. And I thought we were done with the paying for it part. I thought that was all resolved. It's probably not. I'm one of those people that do believe in the financial impact of sports facilities. It's residual. It's indirect, mostly. It brings people to the area that wouldn't otherwise come to the area. It creates jobs, at least service sector jobs. It promotes tourism, not just for sporting events, but around the area. The way that the Vikings got the stadium financed through the state of Minnesota, I am not a fan of the e-poll tabs. I've never been a fan of poll tabs in general. I think e-poll tabs are stupid. I think the execution of the e-poll tabs has been ridiculous. I haven't seen any e-poll tabs anywhere. People love to gamble. There are ways to generate revenue. Let's just say there's a lot of ways to generate money from gambling that doesn't involve e-poll tabs. It's like playing a video game. It's like playing a gambling video game on a tablet in a bar or wherever. What are you going to have them at the airport? You can have them at Starbucks? I mean Caribou. I'm not a Starbucks guy. I'm a Caribou guy. McDonald's? Maybe we should have a McDonald's. That actually wouldn't be a bad idea, since they're not even really in the bars right now. Let's just get them somewhere. There's other methods of gambling that are a lot more appealing. It's really a niche thing. The Twins have a Minnesota State Lottery scratch ticket. The Vikings could do the same thing, because the e-poll tabs aren't working. And Governor Dayton's come out and he said, we're going to tack on some cigarette tax. We're going to double cigarette tax. I'm not a fan of the doubling of the cigarette tax. He thinks he's trying to take advantage of the fact that, based on last year's research, more Minnesotans are smoking now than they were before. I was going to say ever before, but I don't know if ever before. If you think taking advantage of addicts, and that's what nicotine addicts are, smokers, they're addicts. Not all gamblers are addicts. Most people that gamble, like myself, we do it for entertainment. People that smoke don't smoke for entertainment. They smoke because nicotine is a drug and they're addicted to it. And only 19% of the people in Minnesota smoke. When you raise the cigarette tax another buck and a half, like Governor Dayton's talking about doing, you have this 19% of the population, not all of whom are Vikings fans. They may decide now's the time to quit smoking, because I don't know if you've ever seen, they have these ads. They're powerful ads, too. TV, billboards, radio. You obviously can't see it on radio. Smoking's bad for you and you should quit. Some people, Governor Dayton is underestimating his constituents and their ability to be petty and vindictive. Of those 19%, some people may decide, screw the Vikings, I'm going to start quitting smoking right now because I'm not going to kick in any extra money to them. Some people, since the $1.50 cigarette tax increase, which, by the way, will make cigarettes in Minnesota about the same price as they are in Wisconsin, almost identical price. Who's to say that a smoker, when they're going over to Hudson or Superior, if they're going for their Sunday beer, because I don't mean to stereotype, but let's be honest, most people that smoke also drink, right? I don't know of one smoker, I don't know of one person, I don't know that many people that smoke anyway, but of the few people I've known over my life that smoke, they almost always drink too. Get all your vices together at one time. Be economical with your time. Because you have to cross the border into Wisconsin to get alcohol on Sunday. Liquor stores in Minnesota aren't open on Sunday. Who's to say they're not going to make their cigarette runs there to spite Governor Dayton because they don't want to finance the Viking Stadium? It's a possibility. Why can't we just open up liquor stores in Minnesota on Sundays? You'd think that'd be a great idea, right? The extra money could go towards the Viking Stadium. The problem is liquor store owners in Minnesota, for some reason, do not want their stores to be open on Sunday. They, for some reason, think that that's going to cut into their Saturday sales. They think being open on Sunday isn't going to increase their revenue. It's just going to shift a lot of the revenue from Saturday sales to Sunday. So they're going to have to be open a whole nother day, and they're not going to be making any more money. They figure, just keep it the way it is. We'll have our day off. I don't understand it personally. I can see people taking their cigarette business over to Wisconsin. I'm just throwing Minnesota out because it's close to the metro. People in Moorhead, Fergus, they could go over to Fargo. Sioux Falls is close to the southwest part of the state. If you're going to upset a portion of the population, they're going to lash out if they feel like it. Trust me, people will creatively figure out ways to get around what they think are bullcrap rules. There are other ways to finance a Viking stadium. There's plenty of ways to finance this stadium. There's a lot of revenue streams nobody's mentioning. I was bringing them up months ago when this was still being debated in the legislature. I already talked about the scratch tickets. Sports team license plates. I still don't know why they haven't considered sports team license plates. A lot of states have been financing their facilities with these license plates. It's something that Viking fans like the scratch tickets. Vikings fans would have to invest in the team. It'd be something Vikings fans would knowingly do. It'd be like a user fee. You don't think I'd be first in line to pay $100 for a Minnesota Vikings license plate for my car? I'd be, if not the first, one of the first people in line for that. If you're going to tax everyday people, cigarettes isn't the way to do it. Cigarettes isn't mainstream anymore. We could tax alcohol a little bit. We could tax junk food. A lot of local governments do that. Sin tax? That's what they call it, a sin tax. I'm not going to say we should do a sales tax across the board, but we could do a sales tax on sports memorabilia, the apparel, an extra dollar on the jersey or the hat or the t-shirt or the coffee mug. The NFL's into everything. Extra dollar tax on the Minnesota Vikings dog collar, which I'm assuming would be for your dog. That's none of my business. Something I know they do out in Seattle, help pay for Safeco Field and whatever the name of the football stadium is now. It was Quest Field. Who cares? But what Seattle did was they got the tourists, the people that don't live there. They get the visitors on the hotels and the rental cars. An additional tax on hotels and rental cars, built in. Tourists don't notice these things, mostly. They're on vacation, or they're business travelers, in which case they're getting reimbursed for it anyway, or the company pays for it. I'm trying not to be worried about the financing of the stadium. It's supposed to be a done deal. It doesn't seem like it's a done deal anymore. You don't just come up with cigarette taxes out of your butt, like Governor Dayton's doing right now, if it's a done deal, if it's all good. Who's to say 4 months from now, we're not coming up with, I don't know, a potato chip tax or something? Extra 50 cents on a bag of potato chips. But you can't eat just one. You ever eaten Lay's? You know you can't eat just one. Pringles, once you pop, you can't stop. Never know. Potato chip tax. It could be coming. Stock up now. They've already shown they're going after the addicts. God help you if you're a smoker and you love potato chips. Pardon the pun, but that's like double dipping. Get a hold of your elected officials. Let me know what you think. Maybe you just need to vent. Maybe you're like me and you just... complaining about things makes you feel better, because if you complain to someone important, it wouldn't matter anyway. They wouldn't listen to you.